Fathers and sons exchange a lot by being together. Put a microphone in the hands of the son and he will have many questions. This month we offer two conversations from Dayton Youth Radio. Last week we heard from John Hahn, a teen and his father, a white family. They spoke about race and politics, and this week an African-American father and son travel that same landscape. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce our story.
Today's story is about race and about police brutality, but also about something very uncool that parents do, is enforce curfews on their teenagers.
My parents grew up in a much different time with much different experiences than what I have grown up in. My father being an African American and growing up where racism was regularly directed towards him, changed the way he thinks and feels towards other races. The way that he feels towards them is something that I will never understand fully because I haven't had the firsthand experience of racism that he dealt with when he was my age.
You know, in 1984, I had a teammate, Denver Smith, who was shot down by the police. He was shot 5 times in the back. He didn't have a gun. He wasn't a violent person. He wasn't on meth or PCP. He was gunned down.
My parents can only tell me stories and try and teach me how to deal with prejudiced people. They know that I will never have to go through the hardships they did, but they also know that racist, prejudiced people are still around out there.
John Wayne is their great hero. Ronald Reagan is their great president. Donald Trump says, let's make America great again. I mean, they're very nostalgic in what they think was a better place before there was the illusion of equality today, which we know there's not. There is definitely white privilege in our society.
Living in today's world where we have tragedies like what happened to John Crawford, Jonathan Farrell, and Michael Brown, who were all shot and killed by police while unarmed, getting pulled over or even seeing a cop on the street can be a heart-racing experience. My dad went to Alta High School during the 70s and was one of the first African Americans to attend this school. I remember a story my dad told me about when he was a senior in high school and he was going through the recruitment process for football. One day he got a call from the University of Michigan, and they asked my dad if he had received the mail that they had been sending. My dad had not been receiving any mail, so this raised some suspicion. He went to go talk to his head coach about the problem. The talk ended with my father's coach pulling out a box of college letters that my dad was supposed to receive. What my father has been through has changed him, but it affects me also. It affects the way I interact with people and the people I spend time with. A specific example of what my parents worry for me is when I go out at night. My dad says there's a new crime, driving while black. With all the police brutality issues going on in America, and with me being an African American teenager, it's hard for my parents not to be worried about me when I'm out driving around the city. I understand my parents' concern, but I feel frustrated because I can't go out with my friends.
Since 1984, since I started paying attention, we've had hundreds of African American males shot down by the police in brutal, just disregard for life. Disregard for life.
Well, I really did this story because it made me have to address, like, what I go through all the time. You know, being a black kid in a predominantly white, you know, community and living in Centerville, for me, like, it stands out to me. Like, it may not stand out to my other classmates, but being that black student in the class, like, it's obvious to me. Racism is still alive today, and it's been a thing that's been going on for since the, you know, beginnings of this country. And my final thoughts of that are something I'm going to have to live with, and the way I handle it is controlled by me. So I'm going to make the best out of everything. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Dom Ramsey.
That was a story called Driving While Black, produced and written by Dom Ramsey, Centerville High School. Special thanks to Trisha Raypak and Edgar Ramsey, Dom's father. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.